Hi, welcome to Two Girls Shooting the Shit with Em and Mo. This is Mo, and in this episode, dating preferences, discrimination, or discernment. Em and I welcome friend of the pod and special guest Chad to join in on talking about this controversial topic of dating preferences. Is it okay? Who cares after all? Tune in and let us know. And as always, you can catch us on Instagram Live on Tuesdays at 5:30 PST, 8:30 EST. Enjoy.
I've never dated Asian men, and I'm half Asian.
I've dated South Asian. Well, dated.
Never had the opportunity. Dates. I always end up being somebody's sister, cousin type, instead of like, hey, we could date, you know.
I feel like Black women and Asian men need to get together because we're supposedly least likely to get a date. So I was like, why? Hey, girl.
Hey, Mo. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. We have a special guest today.
Oh, yeah. Who do we have?
We have Chad, friend of the pod.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome. So thanks. Today we're talking about dating preferences. Like, what does that even mean? We thought instead of talking to ourselves, we'd have somebody else on here. And I don't know why Emily is like...
I just feel weird right now. I don't know why. It's been a weird day. It's a weird topic.
Oh,
to me.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
Let's go. I mean, but I don't know where you want to start from.
Yeah. This was your idea. So like what?
I mean, it was my idea, but it's not like my topic. I mean, it's something that we've all been discussing either on lives or with each other personally.
Was it just a TikTok?
I think I've seen a lot of, it's always TikTok. It's always TikTok, but I feel like I've seen a lot of reels or just stuff out there where people are kind of dissecting why we like what we like.
Mm-hmm.
Is a preference really racism or
transphobia,
biphobic, transphobic, or you said fatism earlier and I cracked up because I was like, is that even a word? And I'm conflicted because if I heard somebody say I would never date a Black woman, that's disgusting, I'd be like, ew, right? But for me, I know I've got quotes, preferences that probably are rooted in some kind of discrimination or something that's not, you know, I mean, I don't know.
I think I remember
discriminatory. Like, isn't that the whole point?
I think this is where it started. Cause in one of our podcasts, we were talking about how, because I'm natural, I date interracial.
What does natural mean?
Like I have my natural,
my biracial unaware self.
I have my natural hair. Like I don't have weave or anything in it. It's just in its natural state, lock. And every time my hair is natural, mostly non-Black people talk to me. Whereas if I had a weave or something, it's mostly Black people. And so it's like, or not like more Black people. So it's just interesting because it's like, this is the way, you know, the hair comes out of my head. What is it about that is making my own people be like, nah, it's a no. And then we also talked about how we both have dated interracially for as far as we can remember. And so it's like, why is
that? But is that intentional?
Yeah.
Is the dating interracially intentional? Like you are purposely like, okay, so who do you mostly date, Mo? What do they look like?
Like Chad, I'm just kidding. I mostly date white people, but they talk to me. Like I'm pretty sure Chad talked to me first.
Well, Chad, you're the
Tinder.
Guest.
We met on Tinder.
What is your dating
you
history?
Cut that out if you want.
What is your dating history look like, Chad? Like who do you know? Describe yourself first, because this is a podcast, so people cannot see you, don't know what you look like, who you are, and then what do the people you normally date look like?
Okay, well, I would identify as a white male, cis, kind of bi. I mean, like my preferences, I mean, my dating history has just been very mixed. I can't pinpoint like anything down to like a race or a type or anything like that. Like I tend to enjoy a person's like personality more than their appearances.
Yeah.
But I mean, their appearances do come into play for me. I don't know, for me
I feel like that's natural, right?
Yeah,
Isn't that the point? You have to like what you're looking at.
Right? Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. We had this conversation.
I feel like the three of us, just from what I know about you, Chad, from like the lives and like our interaction that way, is like, I feel like we're all very open-minded people. And I feel maybe like positive, loving people. Like, I don't think that there's like a, you got to be there, you know, like we just kind of meet people where they are. And so it's kind of interesting to have this conversation because I know from, because I've been all up in the TikToks for like the last 2 hours or whatever. And there's a lot of people who are not. And so I feel like we get it. Yeah. Right. But like some people, like I find it problematic when someone's like, I only date this or
like a fetish.
I don't know how to explain it, but I feel like when one Black person says, I only date Black people, that's not weird. Or when white people only say, I only date white people, that's, I feel like it's okay to, you find bonds within your culture or whatever, and that makes sense. But it's when we start dating outside and mixing it up that people want to try to make you a villain or make it a fetish or make it a, like.
Yeah, I mean, they try to, like, I don't know, incriminate you for liking people.
Yeah, it's always been a joke for me, like, not for me, but on me, like within my friends and family and stuff, that with like how many people I've dated that were not white. And it was always like, oh, here's Chad and he's dating this Black woman or this Asian girl or whatever, you know. And it's like, it's not like you really can't pinpoint me down to like anything. Like, I'm not here trying to like fetishize anybody. Maybe like a little bit when I was younger and like naive and trying to like learn the world or anything like that, but I feel like when we're young, like we're really just trying to experiment and trying to like figure out what our preferences are at that point anyways.
I always thought it was like, I grew up mostly, and I think that's an important thing too, is I think you are kind of limited by your surroundings. Like, I mean, if you are a white person growing up in a Black community, like who else are you supposed to date? You know what I mean? Like, that's just kind of what it is. But I think for me growing up, I grew up mostly around white and Hispanic people. And it was always my assumption that white men were not interested in me. Like it's always been like a surprise if somebody showed interest. And my husband's white. I've dated mostly white men. Like, that's weird that would be my assumption, that like white men wouldn't be interested.
See, mine is the opposite. I mean, they've always been the nicest people to me. Like, even younger, they're the only people talking to me. So it's
fear. I think because I had a lot of crushes that were white boys growing up, because that's what I grew up around. And I didn't know if they were open to, I mean, I don't know if I'm communicating what I'm trying to say, but it's like, you don't know who's open to dating interracially until they're open to dating. You know what I mean? I don't think my husband's ever dated anybody outside of his race before me.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you don't know
until you open the door. Like,
people, so I always assumed people. But yeah, we opened the door. The door's open.
For me, I guess I grew up in a mixed environment, so I liked everybody, girls, boys, Black, white, Asian, like I just had crushes and thought nobody liked me as well, like as far as just everybody. But the people who actually talked to me, like my first date was a white guy. He talked to me, but that was kind of interesting because we met online, and so I met him at the same time as a friend, but his friend was talking to a friend of mine. His friend was Black, but talking to a friend of mine too. So that was kind of awkward, but yeah. And then, you know, when I moved to LA, everybody, it wasn't even just white. It was like a specific, it was like Jewish, like all Jewish people. And I'm just like, I just went with it. I'm like, okay, this is my audience. You know, this is what likes me. You can't force anything. You can't make another group like you. Like, if it happens, it happens. There was a guy, and I kind of regret, we'll never know, this Nigerian man used to always try to dance with me at the club.
Is he a prince?
He probably was. He was like an engineer or something. And he was always buying me drinks and dancing. Very fit guy too. Who knows?
You know, you mentioned Jewish men, and I'm kind of curious why we don't make such a big stink about people being very exclusive about who they date within their religion. Because I don't think people make a big deal about that. Like, if you're a Christian and you only want to date other Christian people get it. They don't say, oh, that's discriminatory.
That's like, true. It makes sense.
Yeah. So why is it any different when it comes to race? I don't, I don't,
I guess because they don't want you to say that you have, like, races have
like some kind behaviors? Of ranking or that's stereotypical, like, or whatever.
Yeah, stereotype, because I have
one's
no
a value idea. System, one's a value moral faith-based thing, and the other looks. Is made up.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Well, how about the biphobic, transphobic stuff? Like, because I saw a lot of videos on that too, about preference and, like, discrimination. Like, I think it's, and this is also just culturally what's, like, pretty fucked up, is it's okay to be a lesbian. That's actually hot for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But it's being gay is, like, it's not, I don't know, but I feel like there's more discrimination on the male side. So if you were with a bi woman, that would probably be, men would be like, oh, that's great. Oh my gosh. But then for a woman to date a bi man, I feel that's where, like, the biphobia would come into play. Mm-hmm. Because there's, I think, and I may be wrong, but I think that there is more discrimination towards men who are bisexual, homosexual versus women. And I think that's just, like, we're kind of taught that or trained up that way or whatever. I don't know. But
I agree, but I think that with bi anybody, but especially bi men, there's more discrimination against. Even within the gay and lesbian community, I had a lot of friends who are bi. I myself identify as bi, and it took a while for me to even, like, admit that I was bi, just because it was like, it's, people don't like it. They want you to have, like, this very cemented idea of what your preferences are, you know, like, and it's kind of unnerving, like. Mm-hmm. I like fluidity. I like change. Everything changes anyways. Like, people's appearances change over time. People's behaviors change over time. So why are we, like, so stuck on cementing what our preferences are?
And I think that says more about, less about you, but more about the people who are trying to pinpoint you into, like, a certain category. I think Mo and I always talk about that. It's like, it's about other people's comfort with being able to place you in your category and quickly move on. And if they have to actually grapple with, let me get to know this person and figure out who they are, it makes them uncomfortable, I think.
Yeah, they want to easily identify and put you in a box and be like, okay, this is, you fit this set of characteristics.
How about the trans? Okay, so we've talked about this, Mo, a little bit, and I'm conflicted too, but the transphobia, like,
yeah,
there's been a lot
on, like, if you don't podcasts. Date,
like, would you, what would happen? Here's a question, this is disgusting, and I'm just gonna, like, say it or whatever, but a podcast I was listening to with my husband came up, and it said something like, would you rather date a trans woman? This is for men. It was like a manosphere-y kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Trans woman, or would you rather sleep with a trans woman or an amputee, like a woman with no arms and legs?
Oh,
and
that's
really, it was really disturbing, but you can, how fucked up people think, you already know the answer to that. What most men would say. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand. And again, I think it's this idea of masculinity and the way that we, or society says men have to be, that is the barrier here with this, because a trans woman is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So,
and then it's like, if you want to secretly date her, then you're attracted to her. So you're just embarrassed because of society.
But or if you're attracted up until a point, and then you learn this about the person you're dating, just like you learn all kinds of other things about the person you're dating, then all of a sudden it's a no.
Yeah. Yep.
When you were about it the whole time.
And then
time,
people try to say, oh, it's because I can't have kids or something. But it's like, well, they're people who were born a woman and can't have kids. So then what? Why make an excuse? It's just like, are you afraid? Like, I feel like everything is fear-based. First of all, why does anybody have a say in who you are dating? Like, it's your personal life, first of all.
That C word.
Yeah. And it's all about, like, and that's something, I don't know if that's related to preferences, but you sent something and I reposted it and it said men date, like, basically men date for external validation, whereas women date for, like, the man, like, the, for in cishet relationships. Like, the men are dating for, like, that trophy or to have something they could get validation for, whereas the woman will just, you know, date someone because she actually likes the person or wants to get to know the person. Or for, you know,
or she could be doing the same thing the man's doing too. Yeah.
That kind of stuff. But it's just interesting because who cares?
Well, we're talking about it, so I don't know.
We're talking about it because everybody's talking about it. Like, I sent you a thing. Like, how did they know we were talking about it? One of my favorite shows was talking about dating preferences and how people were saying people were fat phobic because they wouldn't date someone fat. And it's like, is that fat phobic? Like, a lot of fat people won't date other fat people. Like, people, you have preference. People have preferences. Like, it's okay to have a preference, and not everybody's going to like you. Not everybody's going to want to be with you. And that's okay. It's this whole, I feel like we always talk about it, this participation trophy life that we live, where everybody needs a piece. You need to be accepted by everyone and you need to be wanted by everyone. If not, that's so codependent. Not everybody's going to want you. Not everybody's going to like you.
Just, and you're like still okay. You want everybody else. Yeah. Like, I don't know, but I don't know which things. I'm like so flustered today. Like, it's just ridiculous. I don't know why some things people are getting bent out of shape about and other things people are not. And you mentioned something about like the fat phobic part, or like, I mean, race is one component, or you know, sexual orientation. We watched a TikTok, like, sexual orientation in itself is like, hey, like, if you're gay, you like other men or other women. It's not like, oh, you're being exclusionary because you know what I mean? Like, you like what you like, you're attracted to what you're attracted to. I think the problem is when subconsciously, or maybe you're well aware of it, you have a preference because of some preconceived notion about something, not because you're attracted, but because you think as a Black man, dating a white woman will give you some kind of status, or they're better, quote unquote, better than Black women, or as a white man dating Asian woman, which is a common interracial couple, there is some sort of sexual component, or she's, you know, submissive, or whatever the stereotype is. I think that's where the problems are, but I don't think that there's a problem saying I'm more attracted to somebody who has this color eyes.
Or, isn't that just natural selection? Like, some of it is just you're programmed to like what you like, or maybe it comes from like how you were raised, or maybe it's some, you were attracted to somebody when you, like, they're all different fact variables there. So it's like,
or a trauma response.
Yeah.
Somebody who looks this way did something I didn't like, and now I cannot.
Or now that's all somebody who reminds
me of that. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think I got called transphobic, and I don't even know if it's true.
You got called transphobic?
Yeah, I got called transphobic because I said I wouldn't want to go out with someone who was dating trans women. And they were like, oh, that's transphobic. And I was like, well, if they're dating trans women,
they're fetishizing.
Yeah. And I think that's what I didn't articulate, is like, if they're fetishizing, if it's just like they dated a trans woman here or there, like, that's fine. I would date a trans woman. Like, that's the thing. They were still calling me transphobic, even though I would date a trans man or trans woman. I just didn't want someone who was like saying that they were a cishet and dating a trans woman. Not even a trans, like, it wasn't even a trans, it was specifically a trans woman. And these people went off on me. This was like back in the Clubhouse days. And I get,
not Clubhouse.
And some lady came in to take up for me. I guess my voice was cracking and stuff, because I was like, I think I felt bad, because I'm like, oh, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Like,
and they're not understanding you.
Yeah.
And that's frustrating as hell. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like,
you're misreading me as a person. You don't know
And it's like that belligerent kind of, like, there's nothing you can say that's going to, like, at that point, it's just kind of like, I just kind of shut down at that point. And that's so funny. The lady picked up. She was like, you got that girl voice cracking. Ain't that some shit? I said, ain't that some shit? Oh, ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit? God damn.
Why does everyone care about everyone else's dating preferences? What's it to you? For me, I like everybody. I don't really care about gender. I don't care about race. I really care about that soul connection, meeting people where you can connect on a deeper level and really get to know the person for who they are versus the representative or what they present or want you to be or what you to perceive them as. And so for me, if you are so worried about who I'm dating, then you need to date me then, if it's such a concern. Other than that, mind your own damn business.
What's up, Chad?
Not much.
Not much. You said something. What did you say? You said you wanted to understand why you have certain preferences and is
what that... are your preferences? Yeah. What?
Well, I would say more often than not, I date outside my race. I tend to like darker hair and darker eyes. I don't know. Like, those are like my physical preferences. But like, I don't know, red flags. I have a lot of red flag preferences when it comes to personalities.
Like what?
Where's my flag? I know I got the right.
Oh yeah,
I got it. I don't know where it is. I'm still not bad. She's waving the flag.
He said, I like the red flag. Like...
I tend to like women that are, have more like leadership and bossiness to them. yeah.
I tend to do you find that that women. Trait
I know,
goes like, with right certain left. Races?
Oh, here, ooh,
what's that?
Ooh, that's good.
Do you find that that trait is associated with certain races? And maybe that's why you do tend to go for the darker hair, darker eyes, because it's maybe not aware of, but subconsciously you're pairing that's the deep. Two.
Let me stop.
I like to go deep.
Oh, I bet you do, boo.
Stop. Oh, man.
No, because I would say my most toxic relationship involved a white woman. And the signs were all there from the get-go. I just walked right into him and kept on going through with it. So yeah, I don't think it has to do with like certain races or my preconceptions of certain races. Maybe just because I'm used to like my stepmother, who was very like authoritarian and bossy.
Well, that Freudian.
Yeah, hey. I don't know.
Isn't it weird when you think about like what you're attracted to and then you can kind of go back in time and pinpoint like, hey, this person was like this, or like, I don't know. It's like a different kind of awakening when you're like, man, now I know why I think this way or what. And it's kind of weird.
Like it's on kind Power.
Of- oh yeah.
On Power, one of the characters, his mom had red hair, and they're like, he likes redheads. His mom has red hair. And I'm like, is that why I've liked redheads in the past? Because my mom had red hair. Like that's so rare. And I'm black
too. That's weird. I don't know why. Like I feel like I can 100% say I don't have a preference. I mean, I don't have a, there's no one.
Blue eyes. You like blue eyes.
I like light eyes and dark hair. I like to look at it, but more often than not, the people I've dated have not had light eyes. Or, I mean, that's just like a, oh, that's pretty to look at, but that's not.
Your husband like got it. So you...
Yeah. But the serious relationships I've had have been two long-term you dated everybody. Relationships with black men like it. So it's, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't
experienced that yet. So
I don't know. I've never dated Asian men, and I'm half Asian.
I've dated South Asian. Well, dated
never Donald had the opportunity. Dates. I always end up being somebody's sister cousin type instead of like, hey, we could date, you know.
I feel like black women and Asian men need to get together because we're supposedly
least
likely to get a date. So I was like, why not buy? And I've seen that, like talking about dating preferences, I've seen it where white women have said, you know, the odds are better with Asian because, you know, you have the top of the totem pole to the bottom. And it's like, it's sad, but these are, you know, statistically true. Uh-oh. So what?
But I still think that there's some discrimination as far as would Asian men date black women?
Yeah, probably not. Because like, I think like, that family stigmatized. And, yeah.
That
whereas type white thing, would so be, that's... white would still probably be upset about, but it's more of acceptable, you know? It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. That's weird.
I find it all weird. And I find like, yeah, like Sumit and Jenny and stuff. She's white, but she's older. So the family's embarrassed of that. Like the family, like, I guess it's hard because people have families and like, I can't relate because it's like, I have family, but not like that. Like, so I'm free to date anybody I want to date and not worry about it. A lot of people don't have that freedom. They're like, you have to date someone and get approval and,
you don't have to hear the
buy
BS
a cow and a horse like on 90 days
a cow and a horse. So
who cares, like that's the thing.
Well, people care, though. I mean, people care.
That's what I'm saying. Why? I guess, why do people care?
I've been thinking about this, wondering, like, do other, because I feel like this may be in some tiny part a Black issue. And that's how I've been viewing it. Like, the lens I've been viewing it through is, I know for a very long time, Black men dating white women has been a big thing, right? Like a big topic of conversation, a big pain in the ass for Black women, and just a big, you know, historically, like, men being lynched, et cetera, for doing that. But I didn't understand it until I started dating Black men, if that makes sense. But I wonder if white people or Asian people are like, oh, look, you know, so-and-so's dating this or whatever. Like, I wonder if it's, if there's some historical tie to it. Do you know what I mean?
Like, to what?
For black people specifically.
Yeah.
When you date outside of the race versus any other race dating outside of their race.
Black race is the most codependent race, I think, the Black American at least. And it's so funny because even when you mentioned you were in Black relationships, I was like, of course, like, it was like not even a question. Like, the likelihood is there because, you know, you lighter features, mixed, biracial, you know, it's like a status. Like, it's a high, not that I'm not saying you're a status. You're
it was on you. Trend when I, hey, when I was dating, when the two men that I did date, it was kind of like a, I don't know why, but Black and Filipino was like in rap songs. It was like a thing. So I was like on trend. It was really weird.
I got LA.
In LA when I was in college, and it was like all this, I don't know, it literally in rap songs, they were like, oh, a chick half Black and Filipino. And I was like,
I have a couple Black and Filipino and Black and Samoan nieces and nephews.
Yeah. Well, there you so it was a weird time. So yeah, that's the fetish. That's the fetish piece, which is weird. Like, being an adult and looking back at it, now I can see the difference between a preference and attraction and being fetishized for what
do you see
you
it as? What is that?
Well, I mean, I just think I had no cultural connection with these two men. I had no experience of that or whatever, but I do think it was a fetish. And you said you're like the features of this, to that. And I think that a lot of that was not, I can't think of the right word, not celebrated, but it was something that was very appreciated by them. Like, one of them liked to braid my hair and was always up in my hair.
Come on, braid. Wait, can't say that anymore.
But it was like a weird, that type, I don't know how to explain it.
Like,
and then the
prize.
Other one compared himself to, like, oh, my hair's, he would, what's the word? He would put himself down.
Yeah, self-deprecate.
In physical features. And I was like, that's a little weird too. Like,
because what if y'all had children and then they're going to put that on the kids and stuff. And I like, personally, I've gone on a couple of dates with Black people. Like, I've been on like literally a couple, two dates, and that was it. Oh no, three dates. I forgot I had another one.
She's like, yay, one more.
Was this Jumpman?
No, uh-oh. Not Jumpman. Chicken. We didn't even get Mr. to the Chicken. Dating point. We didn't even get Mr. to a Chicken. Date. But
I mean, his name is Mr. Chicken, so that's already the no,
right, Mr. Chicken. But yeah, it's like I said, like, the whole thing that started this was, I was saying, like, me being natural, like, I'm natural. Yeah, I don't know if it's a fetish, because most of the people who have talked to me have been white men. I'm obviously not married or in a relationship, so maybe they were trying to fetishize. Like, I have no idea. But most of them are now married to Black women. So is that just what they liked always?
Lauren Speed and Cam, what's his name, on Love is Blind. Like, we always talked about, oh, that's a cute little story or whatever. But it was also like, he was looking for a Black woman.
Yeah,
that wrong?
No,
is that wrong?
Cute couple. They're happy. They found other things outside. It was more than, I think that's the key. It was more than just being a Black woman. She's great. Like, I don't know what he's bringing to the table, but
he's like a scientist.
He's got his like education.
He's
and
smart.
Stuff.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. But I think he's just a safe bet.
And he adores her.
Yeah.
I mean, what else?
Sometimes
do you
I
want?
Wonder about that too. I'm like, is it safety? Like, am I feeling safer with white men, even though, and am I not opening up myself to Black men? But I don't even know, because it's like, the only Black men who are talking to me are like, pss, 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 like homeless guys, you know?
Stop. So what's a pss, pss. You said, pss, pss. I don't even know what that is. Ooh, but no, thank you.
I'm like,
I don't know. I wonder though, if all of this, because there's a lot of talk about this. There's a lot of talk about relationships, preferences, all that stuff. And I wonder like, why, like, is it, we're just talking just to talk? Because none of this could be understood. You just have a connection with who you have a connection with. And it's really sad if you're trying to cut it off before anything can develop because you have some kind of quote unquote preference. Mm-hmm. But people like what they like. And sometimes it's not, it doesn't even make sense. Like I've dated the dude that I dated before my husband. Make that make sense, Mo.
That's low self-esteem. Low self-esteem. That's what that is.
Right. But you have connections with people you have connections with. And that's, I mean, that's what it is. And sometimes it can't be explained. It can't be analyzed on a podcast with three people here trying to make sense of it. Like you just like what you like.
And that's okay.
Chemistry happens when it happens. And it may not look like what you thought it was supposed to look like.
Sometimes I wonder, I'm like, am I gay? Like maybe that's why I haven't met anyone. Am I closing myself off?
That's one hell of a question.
I know.
I get.
I don't know. Like I honestly don't know because I'm so delayed in everything.
Have you ever dated a woman?
Never.
Like been out on a date, really?
Never dated a woman, never been asked out. I have my stuff open to everybody. And it's ugly white women who are the only ones who like me on the app. So I'm like, I mean, it's not that I'm being like superficial. And it's like, I don't want you out. This is from Soul on Ice. I love white women and hate Black women. It's just in me so deep that I don't even try to get out of something anymore. I jump over 10 N-word bitches just to get one white woman. Ain't no such thing as an ugly white woman. A white woman is beautiful even if she's bald headed and has only one tooth.
Chad, your reaction's cracking me up. He's like, <"Ugh." laughs>
That's Eldridge Cleaver's Soul on Ice.
That's history. Yeah, exactly. Though. That's a whole different.
Exactly. That's like, what do you call those things? Allegory? Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, history, self-hatred.
I status. Think, though, we also have to look at, like, white women who date Black men. I mean, I think that there's a lot of...
Control? I mean, wait, I don't want to...
Well, no, but, like, I mean, if you think of a professional athlete, what does he look like? These are stereotypes, I'm just saying. He's a Black man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's got money. He's probably built, has a nice body, whatever. And like, I think there's certain attributes that you can... The stereotypes aren't always negative. There may be a quote unquote positive one.
But there are also a lot of Black athletes who are married to Black women. And I don't think people talk about that. I watch podcasts and stuff and I'm like, wow, I didn't even know this was out here. And not the loving basketball toxic, just regular, degular people out here having family.
Degular, dang.
Out here having family.
I love loving basketball. That's my favorite. That's one of my favorite movies.
Isn't that where Cardi B came from? Oh, are you talking about Love and Basketball? I'm talking about Love and Basketball VH1.
Oh, the show. No, I'm old. I don't even watch that. I'm like, what? I didn't watch that.
I was there with you. I knew what you're talking about.
I'm an old lady. I'm not up on pop culture anymore.
Love and Hip Hop, I guess it's called. But then they have a Love and Basketball one too, don't they? Or something like that.
I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. I think you just love who you love.
Yep. It's like just basketball wise, that's what it's called. But yeah, it's love who you love. Like I'm happy for anybody out there getting love because it's hard. Like if you're out there getting love and loving, good for you. F everybody. Who cares? You only get one life.
I got a question. So you were talking about our date, like possible dating preferences based off of like having children. What are y'all's thoughts about people who want to date biracially for the sake of having mixed children?
Oh, we talked about this. That's a aesthetic. What did you say? Like the aesthetic. They want the
it's
aesthetic.
An aesthetic.
They can't deal with it. They can't deal with it when they get the kids. Yeah, we can't.
No,
we
but
can.
I saw a TikTok and it was a white woman crying in her closet. And she was saying, I don't know what to do. My husband is Indian. Our children. Yeah, and I guess the kids were facing some sort of racism or some kind of something. And somebody stitched the video and came in and was like, see, this is the irresponsible part. Like it's all fun. It's all, you know, it's for an aesthetic. Look at this mix, the mixed kids. Mm-hmm. We have the interracial this and that, but there is a certain level of responsibility. I'm biracial. I know that there was a lot I was not taught about. I did not learn about my Black side or whatever, partially because maybe I didn't live close to that side of my family, et cetera, et cetera. But there is a lot of responsibility you put onto yourself if you want to procreate and create children who you're going to have to guide through the world. And I think it's more than just, again, an aesthetic.
Yeah.
But I mean, but it's so weird to be like, I'm only dating you because I want to have kids with you that look this way. Like, isn't that weird?
It happens. Yeah,
that's disgusting.
I mean, they're beautiful babies. All these,
that's what they say.
I love to see it though.
Beautiful.
I mean, all babies are beautiful too. I'm like, have baby fever. I love babies, but
it happens with homogenous relationships too. Like, you have people that only want to have white children, and like, I mean, I get that. Like, what you're saying about having that culture for them to like be a part of, that they're aware of everything, but like, I think that's still like you're putting those blinders on and only sticking to like what your preconceived opinions are on those features.
Mine wasn't even looks. I was like having one of those existential things where it's like, do I even want kids? And then I said, you know, what if I had a mixed kid who's like the Always Sunny in Philadelphia kid? It's like, how'd I deal with that?
No, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of my situation because my kids are mixed.
Mm-hmm. Do they know they're mixed?
Yeah, I actually talked with my daughter today at lunch about, she's like, so what all am I? She's like asked me and I was like, well, from this part, you know, and we talked about it.
Cool.
She's like, I'm four things. And I was like, you're a whole lot more than four things, but those are like the four main things, you know? Yeah, because she's, you know, because we've talked about the history of the Philippines and the Spanish doing this. So aren't I Spanish? Oh, and the Chinese. Oh, aren't I Chinese? Like, she thinks she's putting together
ain't
all
I a Negro?
Right. what were we talking about?
I forgot where we were too, Chad. Do you remember?
Dating someone just to have the baby.
But that's what I'm saying. People date couples for a set. Oh, we look cute together. We can have an Instagram. Like, we can do this. And like, that's all the celebrity. That's pretty much celebrity dating 101. Like, it's all like dating for a look. And then people get mad because it's like, that can only take you so far. You got to like the person. And like,
why'd you ask, Chad? What's going on?
you pregnant?
Yeah, I'm pregnant. What? No, it's something that like a friend of mine who is biracial has talked about a lot to me. Like, she's experienced a lot of prejudice from both sides of her family. And she also feels like she's lost out on a lot of culture from not being a part of one of the families.
I feel like I see that a lot. Yeah. Is the mom Black or not?
No.
Exactly. See, that's, I see that a lot when the
no, exactly. Damn it.
Oh, God. So, yeah, I see that a lot, like with the mom is not Black, just like the mom in the closet and the mom on the in the car on the TikTok. And it's like, yeah, you know, this is cute until you got to actually deal with somebody living in a world that's stacked up against her or him or them, you know. And it's just like, it's not just a baby doll, it's a whole human life. And my friend, because I've always dated interracially, and she was like, she's not my friend anymore, but this girl would be like, you don't need to have mixed friends, this is a horrible life, I don't know who I am. And her mom was white too. And it's like, you just see it. I see it a lot with people with white mothers. And I think that's because that's the standard. That's the standard, is to be white. White is right. And so everything is put on this pedestal for white women. And so if you're not that, you feel othered. You know, her hair is kinky. Her skin is
not kinky.
Skin is white. So I don't know. But you know, it's like the skin is a little darker, you know, like, people don't know how to navigate that, and you're othered or you're fetishized. Like, oh, look at this. Wow. Like, I've been called like beautiful. Like, white people call me beautiful every day. I can't walk out. Hey. I'm not even lying. Like, literally every day I'm looking like a bum. Every day they stop me. They're like, oh, I love your shirt. I love, like, damn, leave me alone. But, and I think that's the issue, because it's like, what did Paul Mooney say? Everybody want to be an N, but nobody want to be an N. It's like, there's an admiration, but then people don't want the struggle and pain that comes with.
To, as far as the interracial dating piece goes, I think that that's something that is mandatory. And I've dated outside of my race where they didn't understand. I mean, I had like dated a guy whose dad was dropping N-bombs at the dinner table and had no idea that it was like offensive. You know what I'm saying? Like stuff like that. And it's
because the charcuterie.
If you're gonna date, that's one thing. If you're going to have children or try to actually combine your lives together, like you need to be down for the other person in the sense that none of this, I don't see color bullshit. You need to see the color. Mm-hmm. You need to understand the color. Mm-hmm. You need to understand what you don't understand about the color and be open to listening about it, because you're going to have children who are that color. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's all cute if you want to, you know, walk around and, you know, be out in public looking cute or, you know, sexually, whatever y'all do or whatever. But when it comes to the actual like joining of lives and making other human beings, like you can't just be cute. Like it can't mm-hmm. be the aesthetic. It has to be exactly. very deep.
Mm-hmm. Well, otherwise that's how they arrive. So, I mean, that's
how you get them in the- But yeah, I mean, I think that's why I can understand people wanting to only date within their race, because that is one piece you don't have to explain to somebody else. Like you really don't. That's the one easy part of having dated Black men, is that was not ever a topic of conversation for us the way it is a constant topic of conversation with my husband or with other, you know, white men that I've dated.
What?
Race, like just understanding Blackness and what that means. And I don't know, just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not happening kind of conversation.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like if your kids later in life,
Chad's, you know, nodding,
become more melanated or something.
And they will, that's how kids get.
Yeah. And so like, and that like, is the your husband prepared to talk, have those difficult conversations about, you know, like law enforcement, you know, like all these little things that you don't want to talk about, but you need to be prepared for, and it's a kind of an awkward thing. There's some TikToks on how to do it, thank God. But it's just like, oh, all these awkward things. And I think that's where I get, like, I try to get that from that scarcity mindset, because it's like, is it that I don't want kids or that I want kids, but why bring kids into a world stacked up against them? And I think that's the more, that's probably where I am. It's Same. Like, yeah, it's like, why bring kids into this world that's going to be stacked up against them?
It's such a fucked up world. This way, it's such a mess.
Yeah.
For as long as
we have. I also factor in my own mental health. Like, do I have the ability to just be there for a kid?
Oh, I'm codependent, so I totally just be there for the kid.
This is my oldest. My oldest is 9, and I feel like all of this is relatively new to me as far as talking about mental health or just acknowledging mental health issues and talking about, you know, childhood trauma and codependency and all that kind of stuff. And I wish that I had the information I have now before starting my family. Not that it would have changed anything, but I think that these are huge considerations. I think it's amazing that you, Chad, and you, Mo, are talking about these things and thinking about it before starting a family, because the mental health piece, let me tell you, like I have gone legit crazy because of these fucking kids. Okay. So it's and you have to, for their sake, keep it together, you know, and then you
I'm so proud of your kids. Like, you've done a great job, an excellent job.
It's not something to be taken lightly. And I think a lot of people take it lightly. So the fact that you guys are thinking about that and really like processing like where you are and if it would be good for that child is amazing, I think. So your future kids got good parents. I'm kind of curious too about my kids and who they would be attracted to dating.
I know one of them.
Oh,
let me stop.
Race is a weird thing, and my daughter's always been attracted to little white boys in her class and stuff. I'm like, okay, whatever, that's all there was in her class. Mm-hmm. But my son only colors Black people. Like all the coloring he does in his little kindergarten class, all of them are Black. And I'm not talking like my shade.
Next to the little Black girl.
They're not my shade. It's like you know, and it's, I'm curious. I'm really curious to see, like,
it's probably because of you. Like we were just saying, like,
well, they say you want your dad, you want your mom, yeah. like somebody like them. I don't know. I'm curious.
Yeah.
And then my youngest says, I want to be brown. And he's like, mad. He's not brown. Like,
that's hilarious. I'm gonna tell you. Oh, kids, I can't wait for them to be teenagers. I can't wait. Oh, I'm gonna troll them so hard. I can't wait. I gotta come visit.
Yes, you do.
Look at these.
Mo will find this hilarious. But when I was a kid, you know, like you have like the cowboy and Indian toys. I was always playing with the Indians.
Indigenous.
there's so many things from our childhood that we can't say anymore, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Now you sit crisscross applesauce, but that's not what we used to call it, you know what I mean? Like, yep. Stuff like, yeah. That is or the run. I was just talking because I'm coaching my daughter's basketball team, but when you would run in PE or whatever and the person from the back would run to the front and you'd keep running that way, and they used to call them Indian runs, mm-hmm. or whatever, and I don't know what the heck to call it now, but like, it's just so weird how there's so many things that color the way we are raised.
Color, look at you.
That you don't even think about it. But that's, and bringing it back to like dating preferences, like if we weren't even thinking about sitting quote unquote Indian style as being offensive, like what else were we put like indoctrinated with that's offensive now that we aren't realizing? And maybe that's why we're discriminating in our dating. Like,
well, everybody thought I was gay. And I mean, that's why I'm like, maybe
you thought that, right? I mean,
well, now I do. Cause I'm like, it's gotta be something at this age. I have not been in a relationship. I don't.
It doesn't mean you're gay. I mean, you could be.
I don't think I'm gay. I think I'm.
That's not the reason. I mean, that can't be like a.
Yeah. I don't know.
Check it out. If you're interested, shoot.
They need to check me out. That's...
I am the one.
Right.
More than just the white woman.
Right.
No, she said ugly white woman is what she said.
Ugly white woman. Yeah, let me some Rachel Maddow. Shoot. And Rachel Maddow came knocking at my door, baby.
Oh my gosh. What is it about her? So she might. What is it about her? She's not old. She's like barely older than us. Like 8 years older, maybe.
Her wife?
Oh, yeah, her wife.
Yeah. See? That's
it. No, but what is it about Rachel Maddow that's got women like just, I mean, I
that's why I like sometimes I'm like, maybe I'm straight because I
just like listening that. As we figure out most sexuality.
I just like that swag. Like, she just has a swag about her, right? Yeah. Like, it's just something, yeah. about her. Like,
she's smart too. I feel like that's,
yeah, intelligent. That's one, that's... Yeah. I'm I hate, like, I know people hate sapiosexual, but I like
what is that?
It's like love of smart people.
Why is that? Why do people hate that? I like that.
Because it's overused.
My husband's a nerd.
It's, you know, so I love me some nerds.
Noids. Hi, baby. Oh, okay. We're getting pets.
Wait, now you're copying me. Why are you copying me?
I've been trying to get her to come through like an hour now.
I saw her jumping around back there. Hey, girl. Hey, Millie. Must love dogs.
Yep.
But that movie, it had a part that I really liked, and it was like John Cusack said something like, let's just tell all of our dirt, like, let's just get it all. And I'll find the clip because I think I have it saved because I love that clip. I posted it so many times in the past decades because it's just so true. It's like, and I think part of it comes from just being neurodivergent and stuff not making any kind of sense. But it's like, why do we have to do these, like, play these stupid games? Like, we got to pretend and put on a show. I don't want to pretend and put on a show.
It's exhausting.
Because I can't keep it up. So why start? And that's why I'm single. Because I refuse to put on a show. I refuse to put on a show.
I don't know. There's people out there that want authenticity.
Yeah. It's got to find it. And that's what sucks.
Yes, that's rare.
Yeah. But he said something like, I'm just gonna, like, I'll send y'all the clip, but it's hilarious. It's like, why don't we just tell our secrets and just head out now? Like, and it's kind of like the Chris Rock representative thing. Like, we got, I don't give a representative. What you see is what you get. So, any final thoughts?
I don't know what we're talking about.
We were talking about dating preferences. Just leave people alone.
The list. Okay, we've talked about this a lot, is the list. Mm-hmm. Is that wrong to do?
I don't think
Make
so.
Make a list.
Make a list. Uh-huh. Make a list.
But if the list is specific and it talks about, mm-hmm. I want a straight man, I put the races that I'm interested in on there. I put mm-hmm. the, did I put right? Yeah, I did.
You put eye color. You put everything, girl. Blue eyes. You had it set. And you manifested that.
I sure did. Oh, Lord.
Thanks, coach. Let me stop.
Mo's going to have to fill you in on that one.
I know we had so many inside jokes here.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. We have our own language. Yeah, I don't know. I just think date who you want to date. Just don't tear anybody else down.
Period. That's the thing. I think that's the thing is that like you're seeing now, like with this whole YouTube manosphere culture and stuff, is like people are like, oh, Black women, you get, and it's like, why are you putting us in it? Date who you want, but don't put us in it. It's almost like,
but it's
like
gross.
Gross. You look stupid. You look like a
if
bitch.
It ain't snowing, we ain't going. Like, what are these little slogans? Like, what I didn't hear is that. This? I've seen that a lot. If it ain't snowing, we ain't going. And I'm like, for real?
And it's like you have all these statements. Oh, Black women are so fat, this and that. But then if she's white, it's okay, because that's the status. And I'm just saying, like, this is the stuff I probably should not watch this much kind of negative stuff.
No, you should stop immediately.
Yeah, stop.
It's just I get intrigued by it.
But I feel like that's the type algorithm. Of stuff. Yeah, but that's the type of stuff that sticks in your head, and then you're like questioning actions that have probably are not questionable. They're probably just whatever, but you're like, oh, this person said this one time, so
you sent something and a guy was like Snow Bunny or something like that, and everybody was ripping him apart in the comments because his wife was mixed, and he's like, my wife is mixed, she's still Black, like, can't win. But do we have to win? I think I'm okay with losing, and I think that's the thing. I'm okay with losing.
Losing what? What are we playing?
Exactly. It's
yeah, life is not a game. Winning.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's okay not to get that validation from everybody else. If what's in your heart is what's in your heart. Like, that's what all that matters to me. Like, because there's no check, there's no anything that's coming from everybody else. Maybe
but
if
no
there
one
were,
can know what's in your heart if they're discounting you from jump based off.
Exactly. Whatever. Well, that's their loss. Period.
Communication. Be open and talk.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
People don't do that.
The talking part.
Yeah, it's hard.
That's because most people can't even talk to themselves and understand their own feelings.
Or they're afraid of their own feelings. Like, how many people are going to be like, "Ooh, I don't know, am I gay?" Like, you know, nobody's going to really sit down and really think about that. It's kind of like, you know, just
or maybe not out loud, anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
Or acknowledge it mm-hmm. to themselves. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, this was interesting. I hope we have a podcast. Let me stop.
See what we can do with this.
Any final thoughts, Chad?
No, just be open-minded and try and date outside your preferences from time to time. We might find something new.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
She better be on the live thoughts? On Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Come through.
I'll be there.
Bye. Is there anything else? I'm sorry. I'm just
I don't
like...
know.
All right. Love y'all. Bye.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Two Girls Shooting the Shit with Em and Mo. Please enjoy this mindful moment. You'll be amazed at what you attract after you start believing in what you deserve. Thank you.